How does High Wycombe compare to Los Angeles this time of year?
Well, the weather was about the same, so I can't really complain about the weather.
What about the level of show business and glitz and glamour? About the same?
No, not really. it was good fun.
This has been a pretty exciting journey for you. What's been the highlight of the last year or so?
I think the highlight is just seeing the girls performing in front of so many fans. They've done a theatre tour, and even in America, they were performing over there, and they've got such a massive fan base. There's so many fans, and to see all these young girls, loads of different men, women, etc., singing along to all their songs and everything, it's just incredible.
And how strange is it for you, Debbie? One minute you've got your little girl living there in High Wycombe with you, and next minute she's this big star. Is that a bit strange?
It's really strange. It's like we saw her off boot camp, and she never really came home after that. So it's, and we don't really see much of her. She's very busy. She's lived up in London now, so we just have to grab the few hours that we do get every now and then. But it is strange.
And presumably this has changed your lifestyle as well now. You're living in a vast mansion, aren't you? You've given up your life as a teacher, and you spend all day in a jacuzzi, don't you now?
Oh, I wish. No, still the same. Still going back to work on Tuesday.
Are you?
Still living, yeah. Haven't checked. Still doing. My life hasn't really changed that much. We're still sort of living the same sort of way, really. But
what age group do you teach?
I teach in a secondary school, so it's from 12 up to 16.
So they want to know about the girls all the time, presumably.
They do. They're always asking me how, because they actually met Leanne a few times before she went into X Factor.
Does that make you the most popular teacher in the school?
I think it's wearing off a bit now. I think when they first won, I was popular, but now it's sort of...
Yeah, they're so over it now.
Yeah.
They're over you now.
Oh, yeah.
So what next for the girls? Where are they going now? Back from LA, then what next?
Yeah, I mean, they're really busy in the studio at the minute on the second album, but they're off to Japan. I think it's the end of next week. They released their album out there, and so far it's looking really promising. They've got a good fan base out there, so they're touching... I think they're going straight to Tokyo.
Wow, that's the opportunities that your daughter now has just to travel apart from anything else. You must be delighted.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been to Australia, they've been completely around America, it's Europe, but it's just a dream come true for her, isn't it?
Fantastic. Are you going to be watching this series?
Oh, yes. Always watch it. It's good fun.
Love it.
Fun TV.
And what advice would you give to parents of anybody... Of any kids who might be thinking of going in for this, or anyone who might be thinking of entering?
If you think they've got the talent, then support them and make, give them the belief that they can actually do it. But make sure they have got the talent to do it.